Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. I am so excited on today. Hallelujah. For God is good and his mercy endures for everlasting. I just give God praise today. He is an awesome God, and I want to call our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour to order now. That means our prayer meeting is getting ready to start. I give God praise on today, and I thank him today. You know, God has been so good to me. He's been so good to me, and I just thank him today. We're going to get ready to have a short devotion service today. We're going to get ready to have our short devotion. So I'm going to read a scripture, have a song, read a scripture, and pray. Amen. Amen. We're going to have a song right quick, and then I'll read a scripture and pray. Amen. God is great and greatly to be praised, and I give God glory and praise on tonight. He is an awesome God, and I thank him. We're going to have our scripture reading, and it will be coming from Proverbs 17. Better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than a house full of sacrifices with strife. A wise servant shall have rule over a son that causes shame, and shall have part of the inheritance among the brethren. The fining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tries the heart. a wicked doer giveth heed to false lips, and a liar giveth ear to a naughty tongue. Whoso mocketh the poor reproaches his maker, and he that is glad at calamity shall not be unpunished. Children, children, are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. Excellent speech becometh not a fool, much less do lying lips prince. A gift is a precious stone in the eyes of him that have it. Whether soever it turneth, it prospereth. I have just read you from Proverbs chapter 17, from the first verse down to the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy words. Father, we come this evening humbly before your throne of grace today, Lord, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight, Father, asking if we've offended anyone, if we've hurt anyone, if we've caused anyone to stumble, Father. We ask your forgiveness right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you tonight, Father, to search our hearts and our minds and our spirit. If there is anything, Lord, hallelujah, anything unpleasing to you, anything in us that shouldn't be, Father, we ask you to remove it right now, Father. We ask you to burn it out, hallelujah. Send the fire of God to remove it and burn it on today in the name of Jesus. We ask you today, Lord, to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind on today, Lord. We just come praising and thanking you tonight. We come magnifying your holy name tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We just come surrendering tonight, Father. Oh, yes, we do. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come first of all, in the name of Jesus, asking you to bind up the strong man on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bind the strong man, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. And we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Every negative word and thought, in the name of Jesus. Every evil and wicked word and thought, every demonic word and every demonic thought, every demonic work, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to bind it today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every demon on assignment today, we ask you, Lord, to cancel it right now, in the name of Jesus. Cancel right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And loose us away from it, Father, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to cover this radio broadcast and everyone right now, Lord, under the sound of my voice, Lord. Cover today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover those, Lord, that's in radio land, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we surrender tonight. I ask you tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, yes, Lord, to let me lay my will down. I surrender tonight. I ask you to let me decrease 100%, that the Holy Ghost can increase 100%, in the name of Jesus, and let your anointing fall tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I give you praise, and I give you glory on tonight. I give you praise, Lord, and I give you glory on tonight. I magnify your name. Glory. Hallelujah. Good evening. Hallelujah. glory to God. I give God all praises today. I give him all glory today. God is a mighty God. Hallelujah. And he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. He's worthy to be praised. I just don't know what I'll do without the Father in heaven. Hallelujah. I'm a father. I just thank you, Lord. I thank you. This is Apostle Deborah Deans and the entire men and women of war. I just thank God on tonight. Hallelujah. Just another opportunity to communicate with God. On tonight, God is a mighty God. Oh, yes, he is. And I thank him tonight. This is our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. Hallelujah. So now we can come and bring our testimonies, our miracle reports, our praise reports. Just a shout out to the Lord on tonight. God is good, and his mercy endures forever. I thank him tonight. I give God praise, and I give him glory. I just worship him in the beauty of his holiness, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, he's so good, I tell you. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. 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 We thank God on tonight. I can't do nothing else but give him all the praise. Everything I got in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. I praise you tonight with every fiber of my being. In the name of Jesus, with every breath I take, Lord, I give you praise on tonight because you're a God and God all by yourself. In the name of Jesus, I just thank God. I thank God on tonight. Hallelujah. I just give reverence to the Most High God, to my life. Hallelujah. He is my life. And to everyone, to Apostle Deans in his absence, but to everyone in their respective places, I just thank and praise God. I give God glory on tonight. This is our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. And you know, God is just so good. You know, I could say so many, 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 but all I can say now is God woke me up this morning. Hallelujah. That's enough. Clothed in my right mind. That's enough. With all the activities of my limbs, that's enough. I'm standing on top of the ground, and the ground's not standing on me. That's enough. Hallelujah. I just thank God that he's so faithful to me today. That's enough. Hallelujah. I thank God today that he's so faithful today. I give him glory and I give him praise today. Oh, yes, hallelujah. I was praying early. I can hear the Lord say, truth. He just kept repeating himself, truth, truth. God is about truth. He wants truth in the name of Jesus from all of us. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I thank you. I thank you today. It's so easy to be thrown off of focus. Hallelujah. It's so easy. It's easy, I tell you. Because it's so many little bitty things that can cause you to just stumble. Hallelujah. A young lady told me earlier, I was telling her, God is blessing us, my husband and I, to move. It's just a blessing. You see, we've already got the house. We signed our contract yesterday on the house. And it's just my testimony, how God is moving. Hallelujah. In this hour, in this season, hallelujah, so we can be all on one level, so my husband won't have to walk up all up them steps and things, and I just thank and praise God. So a young lady, I was telling a young lady that, she said something about, just tell everybody that I'm living there. And you know, I almost said, okay, I am, but I had to let her know that's a lie. And I'm not going to say that because, see, we funding and having fun and playing around. But God don't say, oh, she was just playing when she told that lie. He ain't going to say that. But it's so easy. It's just so easy because we so used to doing little stuff like trying to play tricks and things like that. But everything counts with God. You know what I'm saying? Because he knows everything about our heart, because he know every motive that comes from our heart. So I thank and praise God that, you know, I didn't say it harsh. I didn't hurt her feeling, but God let me know this is the kind of stuff that'll throw you right off. And you'll be sitting up there, well, I was just playing. I just told her I went to the store, but I didn't really go. No, well, you lied then. So, you know, we got to stay focused. And anything we can correct, we need to be corrected. And I just thank and praise God. But God has blessed us to be able to move. We won't move until sometime in February, but it's all right. You know what? I give God glory. He know the direct time. He know the season and the time and everything. So I give God praise on tonight. He didn't have to do this quick. Now, we have this fabulous house. Out there. We just got a regular house. A regular house. That we don't have upstairs. But it's a regular house, and I praise God for it. And it's fine with us. I'm just so grateful to God. I'm grateful to him because Apostle needed that, because he didn't start, just don't want to walk downstairs with shoes or socks on, just barefooted, so because he's so afraid of slipping and sliding. And I understand that. So we need to hurry up and rectify that so we can get it where he'll be comfortable. But I thank and praise God on tonight. And, you know, I want you all to just testify when you can. God is good. You need to give your testimony now, or give God some praise, or just a shout out, or even just a prayer request. If you want to call in, ask for prayer and let us know what you need us to pray about, or just want us to pray however God give to us, you can do that as well. Amen. Amen. This is you could come. This is your finest hour. You could come right on. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we thank and praise God anyway. You know, just a shout out to the Lord. See, you quiet if God ain't did nothing to you, for you. But see, I know he has. Because if you're on this radio broadcast, he woke you up this morning. And if you own this radio broadcast, you're clothed in your right mind. You have strength, health, and strength. You know, there's so many things going on, and there's so many people getting affected by stuff. You know what I'm saying? Things are happening in the atmosphere, because believe me, God is going to allow things to happen to cause people to come closer to him, want to get more of him. So he's allowing those things to happen to shake people up. There's so many things going on in our world today. It's so that presidential thing. It's so much happening with that today. We ought to be staying on our knees all the time because we don't know what's going to happen from one minute to the next. I'm telling you, it's so many nations, different big nations, that's finna come up and forward. We got to, I'm telling you. God is good. God is so good, but we got to stay covered. We got to stay focused because it's things happening, things God finna allow to make his people go down on Niue Station. He don't have to do it for me because I'm again, and some of you other ones, I know he don't, for us to go down on Niue Station to pray to him because I'm telling you, this war is getting close to ending. I'm just telling you now. I ain't trying to scare nobody, but I'm telling you, it's getting close to the end. It's getting close. See, all that Apostle Dean's taught and all that I taught and teaching you all about the ten toes and all this, the ten toes representing the ten nations, and now the ten nations is here. All this stuff been taught down through the years, and now it has manifested. Okay, then, so we know what's going to happen next because God was teaching us about this in Revelation and in the book of Daniel. See, we have to know the signs of the time. We got to know what time it is through the signs. God gave us signs, and we need to know about it. So we need to be praising it and thanking God because it's getting close to time. It's enough already has happened for God, for Jesus to bust through the clouds already and come back here. But God is doing what he do. and if we don't let him be God. So, you know, I thank and praise God for the wisdom and the divine knowledge he's given us and to study his word. He said, my people, they perish for the lack of knowledge. We have to know what's going on. We have to know. Even, I can't stand that news. But sometimes I let it and hear what's going on. There's so much going on. I cut it back off of it because I don't want to hear that. I want to keep my heart and mind focused on the Lord because he said we won't even have to worry about it because it's going to skip right over us, not going to affect us. God got us covered. So, you know, I thank and praise God today. Is there any testimonies, anything, a word for the Lord? Hallelujah. Any word, prayer request, a miracle report, a testimony, a song, or anything, you know, for the Lord on tonight? This is our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I just want to just give a testimony. I do thank God for God being so good and kind to my family. I thank God for Apostle Dean and your husband also. I just thank God for just being God, just being almighty,
yes.
Just being a protector, just being a provider.
Mm-hmm.
I just love him so much. I thank God
yes.
that my husband went to the doctor, got blood work done last weekend. All his tests came back fine, everything. His body, he's completely healthy, and I just thank God because he worries. He worries so much, and it don't mean even
yeah.
be nothing wrong with him. And I kind of think he wanted me to pray for him yesterday, and I did. I prayed for him, but he didn't ask
mm-hmm.
me to, but he was just throwing it out there. So, and I thank God that I do believe God is talking to him. I do believe he's kind of ready to start. I think he is seeking God, and I think he's a little
mm-hmm.
nervous. I really don't know, but I think God is working with him, and I thank God for that. I just thank God for keeping a hedge of protection over myself and over my family. I just
mm-hmm.
ask you all to continue to pray for me because I am going through some things that I have not experienced.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. It's weird. It's really strange. But I know God got
mm-hmm.
me covered, and I just
mm-hmm.
thank God for whatever he's going to take me. I want to be obedient and humble. And I just happy. I'm just happy and grateful. I'm just grateful for everything he has done for me and all the things he's about to do for me. I'm just grateful for it.
All right. All right, man. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right.
Yes.
Amen. Well, Prophet Sharonda, I know some of the things that you're going through. We're going to talk to him later. But as a prophet of God, you're a prophet of God. You're a prophet of God. We go through that. And a lot of times
mm-hmm.
if you would go to the book of Kings and read over there about how Elijah went through and all that, sometimes we have to forsake mother and father, sister and brother, and just follow God. That's why I can live
mm-hmm.
in Michigan and all of my people
mm-hmm.
in Missouri, Illinois, because I can forsake them. And do what God said. Even though when I'm there, my daughter, she'll come over and support me, my sister every now and then, but I got a large family. It would have filled
mm-hmm.
that church up if they had a cane. But they not support me. So it's okay with me. It's okay because I prayed it hurt me at first. And I said, Father, I said my family, my mother, my father and stuff. And I was telling God about it. He said, who is your mother? Who is your father? Who is your sister, your brother? And I just
mm-hmm.
thought, he said, those that do the will of God, those are your mother, your father, your sister, and your brother. And believe me, I know what he's saying is true because I found that to be true. And then the enemy, when he can't get you one way, he'll try to get you another way. When he can't
mm-hmm.
get you one way, he'll start trying to turn your family and stuff against you. He'll use them.
Yeah.
But believe me, they're going to come back. They're going to come back. Believe me, they're going to
mm-hmm.
come back But right now, he's trying to throw you off of balance and everything. And we can't let mm-hmm. the enemy do that. We can't let him just go ahead on and do what you're going to do, because I know that's my brother, but that ain't him acting like that. Or that's my sister, but I know that ain't her acting like that. When I tell you I done been through it, I've been through it just in October. In August, I went through it. And again, in November, I went through this same stuff with my sister. But when I tell you, I look over what I did. I call her. I say, you know what? We had words. I want to ask your forgiveness, this and this and this. Because, see, I can't hold nothing in my heart. I can't hold mm-hmm. nothing, because God is God. And I let that God that's in me rise up. And when he rise up, the Holy Spirit rise up in me, I do what the Father would do. I go, Lord, I repent, this and this and this, and I go and ask them for forgiveness if I said anything out the way to them. And I live on. You know, let it go, because God know your heart. Sometimes our hearts get broken, and we have a broken heart, but believe me, God can heal your heart. God will manifest to heal your heart, because believe, he has healed my heart too many times. I've had broken hearts. Yes, I have, but I thank and praise God that he is I am that I am. He is God, and God all by himself, because believe me, God is good. He's a good God. He know what we're going through. He know everything that we're going through, and I just thank and praise God on tonight for it, because he don't have to do the things he do for us. He don't have to cover us like that. But God is so faithful to us. We're just not faithful to him. We're not faithful to God. You know, and I myself, you know, I just I sit up and I just thank him, and I think about how much further we could be in him, but we don't do all what we should do. And then he have such an assignment for us. God, we have, all of us have assignments, and we're not doing what God called us to do. But when we can do our assignment, when we're committed, you know, when we, God give us that tenaciousness where we keep going and keep going and keep going. Sometimes some of us want to just give up, but God don't want us to give up. He don't want us to give up. He want us to keep running for him and do it right. You know, do what he called us to do, because he is the only one that can fire us. Can't no man fire us. We belong to God. We belong to God. And, you know, I just thank and praise God today, because he's always with us. When we go out here and go there and go here, God is covering us. We all are covered. Like when I pray every morning, and I pray for everybody connected to me, everyone that come into contact with me, I say, Lord, bless them. I don't know who's going to come into contact with me while I'm out, but if anybody speak to me or say something to me, I'll be saying, Lord, bless them. I want to see people blessed, and I decree and declare that God blesses them. That's what I do, because God is good just like that. He's good. I'm going to now have another song or something. Yes, okay. Oh,
somebody had to know your dad and grandmama sang those songs. We're going to take up the B flat, and I want you to stand with me and sing it from your spirit. Through many days. All and stand. I've already come. But grace brought me safe thus far. And grace. Are y'all going to say it with me? Anybody remember coming through some dangers, cars, and snares? But say, grace! Let somebody say, say, grace! Through me. Yeah, yeah. I wish y'all could help me. Just so.
God is a good God, and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We just talking about God's amazing grace. Hallelujah. God is good, and his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Are we going to have any more testimonies on tonight? Hallelujah. I give God glory and praise on tonight. You know, God is just so good. He's everything. Y'all know that. God is good, and he is everything to me. He's my everything, and I just thank and praise God on tonight, for he is good. Do we have any more testimonies, miracle reports, praise reports, just a shout-out, just a prayer request? Hallelujah. Do we have any more on today?
Yes, that's a powerful. I just want to thank God for waking me up this morning just to see another day. I thank God for just being God and God all by himself. And I thank God, you know, just when you're in a need and when you need him, he's always there. So I just really want to just thank God on this evening.
Amen. I thank and praise Apostle Joanne for being with us on tonight. And God is good. Like I said, he is good and good all the time. We thank you for your testimony. It's going to encourage somebody else. Because some people, when they go through things, they run from the church. And I'm getting texts in now where people should be on here. And they saying other things, you know. But, you know, God knows. We can't run from the church when things happen. We got to run to the church. It's the spiritual hospital. It's the spiritual. When you can't run from prayer. This is our prayer time. This is our prayer hour. this is what you run to get prayed for. You know, yeah. He's not accepting excuses anymore. He's just not doing it anymore. We've been going through this stuff, and pray for me. You can pray for yourself because you can't run from prayer. You can't run from the church. You got to run to God, not from God. Because when we're going through our mess and when we're going through all that other stuff, it ain't nothing but the grace of God that holds us together, that keeps us and comforts us. We run from the church. You know, I just thank and praise God on tonight. You know, and we go through this all the time. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. But we all know we need something. We need God. We know that. Nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes. And we need to repent from sin and turn from it and keep on going. Hallelujah. God is good on today. Is there any more testimonies or praise reports or anything tonight? Just a shout out to the Lord. Amen. Well, you know, I'm going to just pray a few minutes because, you know, I love God. What that little girl said, I love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I love God.
Yeah.
Do you love God? What's wrong with you?
With you?
Yes, Lord. I got all that stuff in my spirit. I love God. Do you love God? What's wrong with you? I do. I don't know what come after that. But all I know is that I love God. And so I'm just going to pray for just a few minutes. It won't be long because, see, I could keep testifying and I could keep saying over and over again how good God is to me. God is a mighty God. He's a good God. He's a great God. He's a good shepherd. He's everything to me. I can keep going over and over, over and over. But I'm just going to let God, I'm just going to pray for a minute, pray for everyone on our radio broadcast and pray for those in radio land. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come, if we've offended anyone, if we hurt anyone, if we've caused anyone to stumble, Lord, please forgive us now. Search our hearts and our minds and our spirit, Father. If there is anything in there that should not be, we ask you to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind on tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just come praising and thanking you. We come magnifying your holy name, lifting you up, hallelujah. We just lift you up. We lift you up on tonight. In the name of Jesus, now, Lord, we come tonight, and we come asking you tonight to bind up the strong man on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, bind up the strong man, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bind the strong man, Lord, and every evil thing, Lord, every wicked and evil thing and negative thing, Lord, bind it up. Every demon on assignment tonight. Your assignment has been canceled tonight. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. We bind up every witch, every warlock, every wizard on tonight. You're bound up, Lord. I'm asking you to put fire to them in the name of Jesus. Put fire to them, Lord, in the name of Isarabat Anadu. Put fire to them, Lord. Burn them up, Father, in the name of Jesus. Every witch, yes, Lord, suffer a witch not to live. Burn her up. Burn him up in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come. All these demons trying to block our people, Lord. Trying to block the believers. Lord, I ask you right now, Lord, to shut them down now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Shut them down now, Lord. Every demon on assignment, your assignment is canceled. In the name of Jesus. No more. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Shut
set down now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Lord, I ask you now to give me power and authority to set them down in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Set down in the name of Jesus. No more. Hallelujah. Your assignment is canceled. I bind every demon. I bind every witch. I bind every warlock. In the name of Jesus. Die now. In the name of Jesus. I annihilate you. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Lord, I ask you to destroy them, Lord. Dismantle them now. In the name of Jesus. Dismantle them, Lord. Everything that they do, dismantle them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, don't let them have no kind of power. In the name, no power, no power. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Turn them down, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I come, I'm asking you to destroy every yoke. Destroy every yoke. I feel some heaviness on tonight. Destroy every yoke, Lord. And in the east side of our colony, destroy now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, the ones that didn't come on tonight. Destroy those yokes, Lord. Every heavy burden, Lord, lift it and destroy it on tonight. In the name of Jesus, destroy, Lord. Dismantle Jacobusan Isandola Bakanini. Destroy the night, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every wrong prayer, every negative prayer that they pray against you shall not stand, shall not come to pass. In the name of Isarabokoro. Every negative, every demonic prayer, every demonic word that they're speaking against you will not come to pass. Every ill spoken word will not stand, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now, Lord. I thank you now, Lord. I thank you now, Lord. I ask you to place a hedge of protection around these women, around these men, in the name of Jesus. Everyone that's listening to me tonight, I ask you now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to let your anointing surround them, be a hedge of protection. Let your glory cloud come. In the name of Jesus, Father, Father, I pray tonight that no hurt, harm, or danger shall come about them, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in your name, Lord, in your name, Father, in the Kumara Matanana. Oh, yes, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I hear God say, you got to stay on that straight and narrow. You can't get off them. You can't run off them. Not for 1 second. Don't run off them. Because if you do, you won't want to get back up there. In the name of Jesus, stay straight. Stay straight. God is making every crooked place straight for you. Stay straight on it tonight. In the name of Jesus. Only my son of in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you tonight. I thank you for every one of them. I thank you for those in radio land that's listening on tonight. I thank you right now, Lord. I ask you right now to cover every home tonight. Cover every home, Lord. Every child. Every parent, I ask you to cover the house. Let there be no lack in the houses, Lord. In the name of Jesus, cover every vehicle, Lord. In the name of Jesus, cover it now, Father. Cover the children and the grandchildren, the great-grand, Lord. In the name of Jesus, just cover them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Cover them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to fill them up, refresh them, Lord, restore them on tonight. Restore them, Lord, restore them, Lord, restore them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you tonight. I thank you tonight. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you tonight, Father, to bend, incline your ear, bend on over, in the name of Jesus, and hear my cry. I cry and pray for the ones that don't nobody else want to pray for, Lord, in the name of Jesus, those that's sleeping upon the bridges, those that's sleeping in cardboard boxes, those that's on the park benches, Lord, I'm crying out for them. I'm crying out for them. I'm crying, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Cover them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Cover them now, Jesus. Cover them now, Lord. They need you right now, Lord. I'm asking you, Lord, to feed them tonight and clothe them tonight. In the name of Jesus, those that's eating out of trash cans, sleeping in the alleys, Lord, have mercy, 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 Lord. Have mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I give you glory tonight. Woo, hallelujah. My God, my God, my God, my God, hallelujah. Oh, ye need me, Kandoro, I'm the city, oh, city be Hanoro, oh, yes, city be Kandoro, oh, Lord, be Hanoro, to me, I can, in the name of Jesus, oh, yes, Lord, I thank you for Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God, glory, hallelujah, oh, Lord, I thank you tonight. Lord, I pray for the ones that can't cry out, don't know you in the points of your sin, of their sin. Don't standing in the crossroads of life. Don't know which way to go, Lord. I'm crying out to them. I'm crying out to them. I'm crying out, Lord. Help them, Lord. Have mercy on them, Lord. Help them, Lord. Save them, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Save them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, cover them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. I thank you for it tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Then I ask you to cover these babies in the neonatal intensive care unit, and all the babies and all of the children, Father. Cover the children on tonight. Cover the children, Lord, and as they go to school, Father. Cover the children, Lord, and on the school buses, Lord. Cover the children, Lord, and in the cars, Father. Cover the children, Father. Cover the seed, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Cover tonight. In the name of Jesus, there are hedges of protection around the babies, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The blood cover. Blood wash them. Blood cover them, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Don't let no hurt, harm, or danger befall them no kind of way, Father. In the name of Lord, we thank you, Lord, tonight. Thank you, Lord. And cover everyone under the sound of my voice. Cover their homes, Lord. And in the name of Jesus. Thank you now. Thank you now. Hallelujah. I thank you right now, Lord. I thank you, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you glory. We give you praise. Lord, I thank you and I ask all these things. In Jesus' name and for your glory, I give God praise on tonight. He is a mighty, awesome God. And I thank him tonight. God is opening some doors up for some people tonight. Hallelujah. When you think he's not working and moving, God is working and moving. Hallelujah. He's making it happen. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, it's rightfully yours. Hallelujah. It's rightfully yours. Hallelujah. He just said it. It's rightfully yours. I don't even know who I'm talking to. But it's rightfully yours. Hallelujah. And you're going to get it. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I ask you to bless these ministries on this radio broadcast, these different ministries, different churches. Hallelujah. That God got in inside of people. In the name of Jesus, and he's got you pregnated with some of them. Hallelujah. You're going to give birth after a while. Hallelujah. God getting you ready. He's getting you ready. He's getting you ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for marriages on tonight. Lord, I'm lifting up marriages tonight. Lord, I'm lifting up marriages tonight. Lord, I'm lifting up marriages tonight. Lord, I'm calling them out tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm lifting them up to you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I ask you tonight, Lord, to keep them covered under the blood of Jesus. On tonight, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you tonight, Lord, to let them take their rightful places, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm lifting them up to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. You ordained marriages, Lord, in the Ekambarabotana. I'm lifting them up, Lord. Do your work, Father, in the name of Isarabatanidi. Oyabakambarabotana. In the Isarabatanana. In the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to touch them. Touch them, Lord. Touch them now, Lord. Touch their marriages, Lord. I bind every marriage breaking spirit now. I bind you now. I bind every marriage breaking spirit. In the name of Jesus, I bind you now. Send you back to the pits of hell. I annihilate you now. I dismantle you. Lord, destroy them and kill them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, breaking these marriages, trying to come between these marriages. You have no power, no authority, but all the authority that God has given me, you will not come back. In the name, he said, in the name of Jesus, go to hell. In the name of Jesus, and don't return. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, no more. Hallelujah. No more. No more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, I ask you to just cover these marriages. Cover them, Lord. Cover the marriages, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now. Let the man take his wife of place, Lord. In an Isanabokobi, Isababakobaba, Ilibikoborobosana. In the name of Jesus, let the man bow down and pray. Let him take his rightful stand. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you tonight. I give you praise on tonight. I give you glory tonight, Father. Oh, hallelujah. He just brought marriages up before me. I thank you, Lord. 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 Even though you have your problems in your marriages, you can't run from God. You can't run from prayer. You got to come running to prayer. You can't run from prayer. You got to run to prayer. I don't care. Oh, it got on my nerves. It did. I don't care. God don't care. He's not accepting excuses. No more excuses. He's not accepting them anymore. He used to wink at man's ignorance, but he's not winking anymore. You got to do what God calls you to do. You got to be who God calls you to be. If you can't do it, step out of it. Hallelujah. Step out of it. But God called you. And God ordained. Don't play with it. He said, if you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. Hallelujah. You either hot or you cold. You in or you out. You're holy or you're going to hell. One of the two. Ain't no in between. No in between. Don't play with it. No, no, no. Hallelujah. I just give God praise on the night. Is there any more? Anyone else have any testimonies or a word, a shout out for the Lord before we go? Hello? Amen. Well, I thank and praise God on tonight, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. I thank God because it's, we know this is a time now where
the world is at its last leg, just hanging on by a string. And when I tell you, we need to be down before him as often as we can, and we need to be calling on his name. And I know I don't have to tell nobody. Everybody knows. But God charged me to say it, and I'm going to say it. He said truth. When I got on, when I first came on the line and started praying in devotion, he said truth, and he said about three times, truth. And I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to tell nothing but truth. And God is good. So, you know, I love God, and I thank and praise him. You know, it's so many times, it's so many things that we go through. Know God is with you. Know that God is with you. God is always with us when we go through these things. He's all, and believe me, I have not arrived, but believe me, I want to live holy, as we all do. I want to live right. I want to live so God can use me. I ain't worried about what man say. Just God. Just God. He is awesome. So, you know, I just want to thank and praise God for all of you in Radio Land tonight. You know, it's so much going on, and this is the time, this Christmas time, and so many people are doing their own thing and all that kind of stuff. And me, I know Christ wasn't born on the 25th of December. I do know Christ was born. I love God. I'm going to try to do what I'm going to do, but I'm not going to get into that right now because that's a Bible class right there. But we have to know that we have to put and take Christ in at the head of all of that. The whole season, reason for this season is Christ. That's the main focus. We should be focused on all this other stuff, which I was brought up and raised up in, but we shouldn't be focusing on that. We should be focusing on Christ. Just like if it was your birthday, which he wasn't born on 25th, but just like it was your birthday, we would want it to be about us. But it's supposed to be his birthday. And so we should be putting him up there, buying him gifts, giving him gifts, and the gift is us. So I thank and praise God. We also want to just wish Apostle Joanne a happy birthday today. It's her birthday. I thank and praise God for her on today. One of my daughters in the ministry, and I just thank and praise God. Today is her birthday. He blessed her to see another year of life. So we just all want to wish her a happy birthday on today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I'm not going to stay on any longer. I'm going to, and you all just pray for the ministry, the end time men and women of war. Pray for Apostle Dean. He's God is blessing him to do very good. I got to take him to the doctor in the morning, but he's going to be fine by the grace of God. And just pray for us. Keep us in before the Lord. I'm gonna get ready to dismiss. Father, thank you for this prayer time. Thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice. Thank you for those in Radio Land. Lord, cover them all. Lord, I thank you for just a good time in the Lord on tonight. Father, I ask you for all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. And thank God. You all are dismissed. I will talk back with you on tomorrow night at our Bible class. God bless you. I love you. Thank you all.
Love you too.
Happy birthday again. All right.
Love you.